Dr. Ed Gremenstein, author of The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for September, speaking boldly.
I think we should, as a Lutheran church body, never forget the power of the lay people in their ability to speak both law and gospel. I think it's literally like an untapped army that we can take better advantage of.
You can purchase Speaking Boldly at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Friday, September 11th, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we play with our listeners as often as we can at the end of a broadcast week. We listen while you're listening, too. And when we're listening for soundbites, something that a guest says that is remarkable or particularly well put, or maybe something that we know our listeners will want to hear again. And when we hear it, we flag it, and then we turn it into an Issues Etc. soundbite. We got four of them to play for you. One from Joy Pullman on the Democratic track record on COVID and school reopening. A second from Pastor Ben Ball on the fear of death for my loved ones. Soundbite number three is Tim Gagline, why can government never be the source of family restoration? And soundbite number four, Dr. Alvin Schmidt explaining how Christians changed the idea of labor. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, and phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can also email us your vote. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We set up a little space for you to do so. When you vote, we need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Facebook.com/issuesetc, Facebook.com/issuesetc, and the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. Soundbite number one this week comes from Joy Pullman. Here she is on the Democratic track record on COVID and school reopening.
There have been a couple of crazy head-snapping switches from Democrats in the coronavirus issue. In January and February, they tended to be downplaying it. They were complaining that Trump was a racist and overblowing things, for example, when he shut down international travel early on. And then everything suddenly switched in March to coronavirus is going to kill us all. You know, shut everything down. Everyone hide in your basements. Assume a fetal position. Don't go anywhere unless you work for Amazon. And now we're seeing another pivot from nobody leave. If you do leave, you're killing grandma. Kid might not get hurt by this disease, but they could be killing people just by walking around breathing on them. And now we see Joe Biden out there claiming that he would have, if he had been president, the nation would have reopened schools right now. That's literally what he said. So while Democrats have not done a very good job on the school closing and coronavirus issue, if you just look, for example, at the Democrat-run states such as California, New Jersey, and New York, if you compare them to Republican governor-run states such as Florida, if you compare population to population, very large states, you know, similar demographics, the Democrat-run states and cities have much higher death and infection counts than the Republican-run ones. So Democrats don't have a very good track record, first of all, in just providing a consistent, steady response. That's been more hysteria from their side. And second of all, they don't have an effective track record at actually, you know, keeping safe the vulnerable populations that Americans care about, such as the elderly and other people with compromised health systems.
That's soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, on the Democratic track record on COVID and school reopening. If you'd like to vote for that one live this Friday, September the 11th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send your vote to us via Twitter at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Ben Ball. How does he respond to someone who says, I fear the death of my loved ones?
I think for me, if I can examine myself, it's the fact that I create idols out of them. I love my wife and I love my kids, and I can't imagine living without them. But I need to see them as gifts from God, not gods that I can't live without. And that's it's a hard thing to do, but that's what's going on, I think. The only one I can't live without is God himself. Now, he places me in a family. He places me in the church. We are to live in union with our families, our moms and dads, our brothers, sisters, our husbands, wives, kids, in our congregations, with our family and friends. These are all good gifts from God, and he wants us to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. But we have to see them all as daily bread gifts from God, not gods. And Job is very instructive in this. When he confesses, the Lord gave, the Lord has taken away, the name of the Lord be praised, he's got the right mentality, as painful as the things he had to endure and the losses that we ourselves have to endure in this world. Death hurts, whether it's our own or someone we love. It's painful. It's separation. It strikes at our hearts and it seems like they're breaking. And sometimes they are. But why are they breaking? We think that if God takes them away, then he doesn't love. That's not true. Or if they're taken away, you know, I can't live. And that's not true either. But, you know, there's a lot going on there. Who wants to lose their child? Nobody. Who wants to lose their spouse? Nobody. But we might. And if we have, and of course, many of our listeners have experienced this, well, what is the only thing that can pull you through? The promises that God gave to them, to Christian mom or dad, Christian child, the hope that belongs to you, that they are in Christ, that they're not lost, that death is not victorious over them, and they'll be raised up on the last day too.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Ben Ball. I fear the death of my loved ones. Vote for that one live this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Here comes soundbite number three. It comes from Tim Gagline. Why can government never be the source of family restoration?
You know, I think, Todd, that we have the ultimate example of why government can never be the institution that will fix the family. And it's called the Great Society. After the tragic assassination of John Kennedy in 1963, it was an almost given, and of course it came to be, that his vice president, Lyndon Johnson, would become the president. And with the sympathetic outpouring of Americans, along with LBJ, came a House and a Senate that essentially gave him a veto-proof majority on all major legislation. And his number one goal was the Great Society. It was the historic upbuilding and intrusion of the federal government in corners of American life where it had never previously had so much as a scintilla of a role, beginning, of course, with the American family, extending into education and every sector of American life. And the Great Society is the best example we have of what happens when you pour billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money into trying to fix the fundamental institutions of a healthy culture. And what we have found after billions of dollars spent since the Great Society is that every social indicator of marriage, family, parenting has declined, and most dramatically so in our urban and metropolitan areas. When our society decided, attended to the Great Society, to move away from seeing marriage specifically as a secular contract that can, you know, simply be torn up if one member does not feel happy or fulfilled and be incentivized for it by government, that is a toxic brew.
That's soundbite number three, Tim Gagline, on why government can never be the source of family restoration. If you'd like to vote for that one, then just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. MyIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. You can also send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesETC. Get ready to vote because we're going to play soundbite number four. Then we're going to take a break and start taking your votes. Soundbite number four is from Dr. Alvin Schmidt. We talked with him about a Christian view of labor. Here's how Christians changed the entire idea.
When one thinks about labor, we in this country, or anywhere for that matter, really have very little understanding about how God and the scriptures and Christianity views labor. We tend to see labor as a toil and burdensome, as a curse. Not at all. Right when God created Adam and Eve, he had them work. Work was not the result of sin. When Christianity came to the Roman Empire, they confronted an entirely different view of work. Labor was seen as something that was undignified. It was that to be done by slaves, and in fact, that's who did the labor. The Greeks' concept was that labor and work was not for free men. 4/5 of the population was given to slaves. They were the ones that did all the manual labor. And along come the Christians, who did not disparage work, but honored it. The early Christians exhibited this view, and they prospered. The meaning of work, therefore, shifted from what to how and why. And that makes all the difference in the world.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, how Christians changed the idea of labor. You have heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time for you to vote, and this break is a great time to vote for one of those four sound bites. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be Joy Pullman on the Democratic track record on COVID and school reopening? Ben Ball on I Fear the Death of My Loved Ones? Tim Gagline on Why Government Cannot Restore the Family? Or Dr. Alvin Schmidt on the Christian view of labor? We'll find out next. Dr. Ed Gremenstein, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, speaking boldly.
I think we should, as a Lutheran church body, never forget the power of the lay people in their ability to speak both law and gospel. I think it's literally like an untapped army that we can take better advantage of.
You can purchase Speaking Boldly at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our study of St. Matthew with healing of the leper, faith of the centurion, Jesus heals many, cost of discipleship, and calming the storm. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive word and sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide word and sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood.
Morning Chapel from Cramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played our four soundbites for you, and now it is your turn. You vote by giving us a call live this Friday, September the 11th, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or via Twitter, our Twitter address, @issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Michael in Minnesota says, I'm voting for Pastor Ball's soundbite. That's, I fear the death of my loved ones. God's gifts can become little gods like political parties, great societies, and leisure lords, grandchildren, friends, work, and many things seem to be things that we can't live without. But the only thing we can't do without is faith in the only Son of God. And I'm going to go back to listen to show 2542 again. Thank you, Issues Etc. crew, for all you do. Michael, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Steve listens in Port Washington, Wisconsin. He says, wow, tough vote this week. I loved Pastor Ball's comment about making our loved ones idols. I see that often happens when loved ones pass away. Dr. Schmidt's comments on labor were also spot on. A Christian understanding of vocation makes our labor a glorification of God and frees us from labor being laborious. I will vote, however, for Tim Gagelein's comments on the government never being the source of family restoration. I see too many families all too willing to let the government raise their children, as we have seen 5-year-old kindergarten become 4-year-old kindergarten and now 3-year-old kindergarten. On top of that, I hear the federal government feeding our children in school for free, even to the point of delivering the food if they're learning virtually. Parents, raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Do the job that God has entrusted to you. Whenever I vote, I feel like Moses, as I am not good at putting my thoughts into words. I need Brother Aaron to wordsmith these for me so I have a chance to win the prize package. Always great content, says Steve in Wisconsin. Thanks, Steve. This vote comes from Mary, who's not old enough to write it for herself, so someone else does. She lives in North Carolina. My vote this week goes to soundbite number 2, Pastor Ben Ball. This reminder was quite timely as our nation remembers the 19th anniversary of 9/11, and as we are continually reminded of our own mortality. He points out how often we turn life itself into an idol and fail to recognize the comforting promise that we as Christians have that we will see our loved ones again. I'm not old enough to drive, but my parents sure could use an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Thank you very much. Joel listens in Aurora, Colorado. Joel says, Dr. Schmidt's soundbite is great. In detailing the differences between the Christian view of work and the world's view of work, however, I'm voting for Tim Gagelein, as Lutherans see the estate of government as an extension of the family estate, and when government tries to control and usurp the authority of the family, we get a house divided. Because government, by design, has the authority of the sword, the family will inevitably lose. Joel, thanks for listening in Colorado. Doris says, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Dr. Schmidt, on how Christians change labor first. Because of 9/11, this really underlines that these people who perished or suffered lasting harm from the jobs that they did to save others did not view their work as something to be considered a curse, but held in honor to self-sacrifice and serve others. And second, even though I constantly go to that verse, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, Colossians 3:23, my attitude needs to be realigned with God's design. Since negative thoughts have increased during this time of working remotely, this soundbite made me look up the original podcast and listen to the whole thing. Thank you. Doris, that's exactly why we do Soundbite of the Week. Jamie listens in Wisconsin. Jamie says, my vote for Soundbite of the Week goes to Pastor Ball for the reminder to value the giver of all good things above those good things he gives. Though I'm not in the position of having a wife or children, as Pastor Ball does, it's at least as much a temptation for me to give more esteem to the lesser blessings the Lord has given me, including my family, than to the Heavenly Father, whose redemptive adoption through His Son is a blessing none other can surpass, and as Pastor Ball said, is the only one I need. And Riley has a vote from Spokane, Washington. Riley says, greetings, Todd and Jeff. I would like to vote this week for number three, Tim Gagelin, on the government intervention in the family. We absolutely must keep our states distinct. Thank you for all the great programming, as usual. I'm nothing but impressed with how seamless your move to the new office appeared from this listener's perspective. Carlos is voting for soundbite number one, the one outlining the Democratic track record on COVID-19. She laid it out perfectly. Carlos, thanks for your vote as well. Well, this week, according to your votes, the winner of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number two, Pastor Ben Ball, I fear the death of my loved ones.
I think for me, if I can examine myself, it's the fact that I create idols out of them. I love my wife and I love my kids and I can't imagine living without them. But I need to see them as gifts from God, not gods that I can't live without. And it's a hard thing to do, but that's what's going on, I think. The only one I can't live without is God Himself. Now, He places me in a family. He places me in the church. We are to live in union with our families, our moms and dads, our brothers, sisters, our husbands, wives, kids, in our congregations, with our family and friends. These are all good gifts from God. And He wants us to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. But we have to see them all as daily bread gifts from God, not gods. And Job is very instructive in this. When he confesses, the Lord gave, the Lord has taken away, the name of the Lord be praised, he's got the right mentality. As painful as the things he had to endure and the losses that we ourselves have to endure in this world, death hurts, whether it's our own or someone we love. It's painful. It's separation. It strikes at our hearts and it seems like they're breaking. And sometimes they are. But why are they breaking? We think that if God takes them away, then He doesn't love. That's not true. Or if they're taken away, you know, I can't live. And that's not true either. But, you know, there's a lot going on there. Who wants to lose their child? Nobody. Who wants to lose their spouse? Nobody. But we might. And if we have, and of course many of our listeners have experienced this, well, what is the only thing that can pull you through? The promises that God gave to them, to Christian mom or dad, Christian child, the hope that belongs to you, that they are in Christ, that they're not lost, that death is not victorious over them, and they'll be raised up on the last day too.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. It is Soundbite number two, Pastor Ben Ball on I Fear the Death of My Loved Ones. Thanks to everybody who voted this week. Steve in Port Washington and Marion, North Carolina, you get the LPR bundle package if you send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth, that's the mission of Luther Academy. You can find out more about this confessional Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to the Feast and Festival of Matthew the Apostle and Evangelist with Pastor David Peterson. We'll discuss righteousness in the Bible in our series on the Words of Scripture with Pastor Will Whedon, and we'll begin a new series with Pastor Paul McCain on the Lutheran Confessions. Well, God knows what it's like to lose a loved one. He knows what it's like for a son to die. He planned it from before the foundation of the world so that when we lose our loved ones who die in Christ, we don't lose them. We receive them back. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.